Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we're joined in studio by Joe Zerchowski out of Pensacola and Todd Schroeder out of Tallahassee with the Florida Forest Service. We're discussing the recent fires here in Bay County and surrounding counties, along with fire prevention. Todd, one thing that had gone into effect for Bay County specifically is a burn ban. Can you tell me a little bit about how that functions?
Sure. Burn bans in the state of Florida are handled by the counties. So county commissioners will get together, and we as the Florida Forest Service serve as an advisor for the counties. But the actual enforcement and decisions are made by the counties. So we get together and we give them the information that they need when going through that process. Currently in this district, seven counties, there are burn bans in place in every county.
Gotcha.
Okay, so what does that mean? Well, that means that there is absolutely no burning of any kind, any material, anything allowed. The rain that we're receiving, we spoke a little bit about it earlier. It's helpful. It's always helpful to get rain when you have fires. So it'll be helpful to us in our work in the next couple days, but it will not put this fire out. Mm-hmm. And it will... It will not be enough to have the burn bans dismissed in the counties. They're going to continue to enforce those burn bans as time goes on until conditions get markedly better.
Certainly, and it's going to take a lot of rain over a longer period of time for that drought condition and the fuel to be wet enough to not really be an instant concern as it is currently. Of course, the burn bans are in effect to help prevent immediate spread of fire and new fires, as we have a lot of personnel and resources being used to put out these larger fires. The last thing we want is another issue to go deal with.
Right.
Which, you know, and that being over the seven counties of this district is really great because, certainly, please go ahead.
One of the things that Joe and I are a prevention team that has been called in to help with prevention and the stop of more fire occurring. So part of what we're doing on the ground this week is we're going to emergency managers in all seven counties in the district, introducing ourselves, and Joe is closer to here than I am, so he's got relationships with a lot of them already. But what we'll do is we've developed social media packages that are easy for them to take from our hands, put it into their system, and get sharing out there about prevention information, about what homeowners should be concerned about, things that they need to think about when protecting their home, that kind of thing. So we're on the ground this week kind of making those relationships and making some information happen.
Certainly, and those emergency managers and those decision makers in the counties are the ones that know their area. They're the ones that know the citizens in their community.
Absolutely.
And they are a great way to get that communication and important information out, certainly from the Florida Forest Service. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to be discussing some prevention efforts that you, the individual, can take before an event so that if something like this does happen, you are better prepared to resolve it. All right after our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB, right here on The Mix.